Does it seem that with every breath you take, the hellfire of Pete Hegseth in the Department of Defense seems to get worse? It sure does for me. And true to form, we've got a headline that is just breaking from the Wall Street Journal. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Tom Paulswitz in the guest co-host chair with me. Here is a headline just moments ago from the Wall Street Journal. Wow. A rattled Pete Hegseth has chastised top military officers and threatened them with polygraph tests as he seeks to quiet a storm at the Pentagon. I'll hook you up to an effing polygraph, Hegseth shouted at Admiral Christopher Grady, the then acting chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He also threatened Lieutenant General Doug Sims, the Joint Staff Director, with a polygraph. Here's what it says in all leadership books. Like, you call up Adam Grant, and you're like, hey, I just screwed up, and I'm being embarrassed publicly in the news for a pretty significant lapse in judgment. What should I do?
Right.
And Adam Grant says, you know what you should do? You should blame everybody else and the media that right. reported on your mistake, and then you should scream at some of your top right. generals. I'm sure that'll go. Is that what it says in those leadership manuals, Tom?
Oh, absolutely, right? Every time I have a client who has an issue, the first thing I say is, well, did you yell at somebody?
Yeah, did you yell well?
Did you assign blame? Or so just to get it off your chest and get it onto somebody else. It's disturbing. But the other is it just shows his total lack of confidence in his abilities.
Correct.
And it's coming out in these really weird ways. And this is just the stuff we see, right? This is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what's probably happening, because we're only getting
Correct.
Snippets.
Yes.
We're only getting small pieces of what's really going on. And I don't know how long the Pentagon can take this.
Here's
I don't know how long
until
somebody goes,
this,
enough's enough.
Here's more, and I want everybody, Hillary Clinton's email server. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to read you this next part of the Wall Street Journal article. Right. Defense Secretary Hegseth had an internet connection that was unsecured and bypassed the Pentagon security protocol set up in his office to use the Signal messaging app on a personal computer known as a dirty internet line by the IT industry. It connects directly to the public internet where the user's information and the website's access do not have the same security filters or protocols that the Pentagon's secured connections maintain. Are you blankety blanking kidding me?
Yeah, no. I mean, this is either he is too stupid to understand security protocols, or he's too arrogant to believe that they apply to him.
Or to care. I mean,
right.
Hillary Clinton's email server. I'm going to read you. Remember that? And how
right.
She's unfit. Okay. Again, folks, here, that was emails.
Right.
Here we go. Pete Hegseth had an internet connection that was known by the IT industry as a dirty internet line because it connects directly to the public internet. He had a secret server, basically.
Yes. In his office.
In his office, on his Department of Defense desk.
Which he shared actual intel.
Yes, put actual intel. This happened.
As things were happening.
Phil from Minneapolis, say hello to Tom. What would you like to say this afternoon?
I have two words for people to remember. Reality winner. One page of classified information that did not reveal names, sources, or methods. She served 5 years. She was never released from custody. From the minute she started telling people, they came to her door, she started telling them what she did. She was never out of custody for 5 years for one page of not secret information, not top secret information, classified information that she felt was wrong. She served 5 years. What are these people going to be charged with?
Damn good question, Phil.
Great question. Yep.
Jack from Merrimack, you're up next. Say hello to Tom. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Well, Hexeth is one of my favorite characters to just absolutely despise. You know, not only is he incompetent and probably pretty stupid, certainly too stupid to lead the Defense Department, but there's another whole thing, too. I have a very good friend with whom I have climbed mountains, and she's a pilot, and she was on security patrol for Trump when he was in his first term in office. Now, she had an affair while in the military, and she was drummed out of the military for that affair. Of course, the guy with whom she had the affair wasn't, but let's not even go there. Hexeth is a beast. Talk about hypocrisy. This guy's had how many affairs while he was married?
Two while he was, Jack, you're breaking up a little bit, but the guy's, I think he's on his third wife.
But isn't that a requirement to be part of the cabinet to begin with?
Yeah, multiple marriages and affairs.
Yes.
This is character and fitness reviews require major lapses in judgment because, you know, we assume that past performance will be an indicator of future returns, and indeed in spades from Pete Hegseth. Sometimes hiring because someone looks the part doesn't mean they can actually do the job. I'm looking
at you,
Pete. Who knew?
Who knew?
All of us. All of us knew. All right.
Yes.
We're going to take care of some news, weather, and sports. Tom and I will be back after the top of the hour. And then I promise, we will talk about the non-negotiating, non-deal, just give everything, Russia everything it wants, and then there'll be peace. Donald Trump's approach to, you know, wartime negotiating.
The art of the deal.
The art of the non-deal. We'll be back with me, Maggie Dawn, and Tom Pauls. It's right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.